Polka. That's coming to you from deep and occupied New York City. This is the W.M. Briggs Show, and we are going to cast aside all our cares and woes, and we're going to polka.
Hey, let's polka!
This is the Happy Wanderers. That's really Eugene Levy on the accordion, and really, and John Candy's faking the clarinet. We're going to listen to this whole thing. Yash and Jan Schmengi, everybody, from the documentary The Last Polka. We'll be hearing from them in a minute. Now, my first meal out, my first meal ever in a restaurant when I was fresh from the womb, was at the Saunders at Michigan Avenue, right off of Telegraph in Dearborn, Michigan, in which I had cabbage rolls, sans coffee, and mashed potatoes. And I know that years ago they stopped their lunch counter, and I'm not even sure they serve Sundays anymore. And I'm scared to even go back to see if the Saunders is there. Well, now, polka. We'll get into some politics, because in a democracy, everything is politics, in a few minutes. But polka, you know, is like most dance music, not the kind of music you just sit and listen to, although we'll meet some exceptions here. There's no intellectual content in polka music. It's fun. It's perfectly harmless. Consider that one of the biggest selling polka albums of all time was entitled Music for Happy People. Unlike modern dance music, polka is melodious and joyful. And just to prove that to you, what I did is I went online and I found a snippet of some modern dance music. I think this is called Electronica. Maybe I have it wrong. This is only a brief segment, I promise you. Less than 10 seconds of this. So if you're prone to excitement as I am when you hear this sort of thing, turn your volume down now and be ready. Oh, my God, I stopped it just in time. I was reaching for the ice pick to poke out my eardrums. There's literally, quite literally, hours, days worth of this material I found on YouTube. You could just plug in one of these things, and it will run almost forever. Obviously all generated by some misprogrammed computer. And to my ears, all this music sounds like factory noise. In this case, like a robot factory gone sour. People listen to this stuff. which is, of course, an enormous problem with our culture. Now, polka music, on the other hand, is happy music, like I said, and Volks music, polka has a lot to say about food. It's, of course, the music to drink beer to, as everybody has always heard. I'm not going to play much of this, but everybody knows the lyrics to this. Sing along, everybody. You know the words. All right, enough of that. That's so well known that it's cheating for me to have played it. Besides, I have a link on the blog. You could listen to it. No. More about food, though. How about this one? This is from a documentary called... It, for the same title as the song we just heard, In Heaven There Is No Beer, a documentary that came out in 1982.
Do you write songs in Polish?
No, in English, like all the Julieta and my girlfriend Julieta. Who Stole a Kiska? That was a big one for all over the country. There's about 27 bands that recorded that. And Who Stole a Kiska? Who Stole a Kiska? Who Stole a Kiska? Someone Call a Cop. Round and firm and fully packed. It was hanging on a rack. Someone stole my kishka when I turned my back. And it goes on and on. Then someone found the kishka. Johnny had the kishka and he brought it back. And it's a catchy.
Yeah, very catchy. It's a kishka, of course, is Polish for blood sausage. A very delicious blood sausage. More meat than blood, I think. Unlike the Hungarian version, which is mostly blood and a little rice. Absolutely delicious, both of them. There was a place I could go up on 81st Street, a Hungarian butcher, but they had a kitchen fire and they burned down. Greenpoint in Brooklyn still has a large Polish contingent, but the hipsters are moving in and pushing them off every day, you know, with handcrafted artisanal BLT sandwiches that charge $15 for. So the Polish community is disappearing out of Greenpoint. There soon won't be anything left. Well, what of course goes on a kiszka besides mustard? That would be sauerkraut. Now there are many different versions of many different sauerkraut polkas. Here's just a snippet of the sauerkraut polka. This is in German.
Zigerni Sauerkraut und dann Zigerni Wolka. Und meine Frau heißt Edelraut, sie kennt genau wie ich. Sie kocht am besten Sauerkraut und tanzt am besten Wolka. Deshalb ist auch die Edelraut die beste Frau für mich. Ich sing die Sauerkraut-Polka, Sauerkraut-Polka Tag und Nacht. Schön ist die Sauerkraut-Polka, weil es so lustig macht. Ich sing die Sauerkraut-Polka und sage laut, ich bin nur für Sauerkraut und meine Frau gebaut.
I defy you to be unhappy and listen to that music. And I hope everybody's got their breakfast beers going. Mine's a Young's Double Chocolate Stout. First thing in the morning, the best thing you can possibly have. It enriches the blood. Now, of course, sausage and sauerkraut don't make a meal by themselves. One also needs some kind of starch, like a dump noodle. Now, this is a song, this is from the 70s. This is sung by a little German girl, and she is adorable as anything. And I'm going to play the whole thing. Now, I say little German girl, of course, that conjures up in your mind an image, which is now, of course, officially politically incorrect, you terrible racist, you. So purge that image from your mind, and instead, let's listen. We're going to listen to the whole thing. It's just over 2 minutes long, and there's a point to be made from it, but it's just adorable.
Dampfnudel haben wir gestern gehabt, Dampfnudel haben wir heut, Dampfnudel haben wir alle Tag, solang's uns gefällt.
Dampfnudel in der Zwetschgensauce, Dampfnudel und der Kraut, Dampfnudel, ja, wer die nicht mag, leid, der kehrt kaut.
Dampfnudel gibt's bei uns so lang, Mutter Ohr macht.
Frischke Zapperelle.
Dies gibt am Bauch.
Dampfnudel gibt's zum Tee bei uns, Dampfnudel zum Kaffee. Dampfnudel mit Kartoffel, Schnitz, Toast, Reis, Juppé.
Dampfnudel und ein Schweinsherz und es gibt der Kost.
Dampfnudel und ein Butter drauf, Dampfnudel und ein Brat. Dampfnudel, wie es zum Essen gibt, da ist so eine Stadt.
Hodadada.
Admit it, isn't that nice? So we're going to come back to this yodeling. Meanwhile, as everybody knows or should know, the very best rendition of In Heaven There Is No Beer was from the Youpers. The Youpers, that's the little snippet I played earlier. Now, the UP is that area north of the Mackinac Bridge, eh, in Michigan. And the people who live up there are called Youpers. I was once a Youper myself because I lived in the Sioux, eh? Spelled in a funny way, which you can see on the blog. Now, there's plenty of cold and clouds and mosquitoes and deer flies. The worst of all, deer flies. My God, those things will track you for miles. This harsh living up there might explain this next song, which we're going to hear the whole thing of. This is the Youpers. The Youpers are a famous group up there. I have a link. This is the second week of Deer Camp.
It's the second week of deer camp, I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. Someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muck goes in the wood box, Peter's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse, and he'd been there since last night. Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says, it's time to celebrate. Goof has got the first buck since 1968.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. It's the second week of deer camp.
All right, enough of that, enough of that, enough of that. You get the idea. Now, I skipped right over it. But the little German girl was, of course, yodeling. Now, who remembers this? I'm not going to read the whole thing. I have a complete link to the story on the blog. But here was the headline. Austria. Judge rules that yodeling offends Muslims. An Austrian man fined after his yodeling offends his Muslim neighbor. It seems as though in Austria, the popular yodel is an insult to Muslims. An Austrian court recently fined a citizen for yodeling while mowing his lawn, according to the such-and-such newspaper. Helmut G. was told by the court that his yodeling offended his next-door Muslim neighbors, who accused him of trying to mock and imitate the call of the muezzin. And it goes on. Well, in honor of that judgment by a sagacious Austrian, probably Belgian-appointed judge, here is a yodel from an honorary Austrian named Bert. Almost inconceivable to Americans now, but our music, as bad as it is and as infectious as it is, has not yet reached every corner of the globe. This music is still popular that we're playing here, and I don't have time to show you everything, but in Slovenia especially, they have a whole channel, Galika Tube. You can look at this on YouTube or go to their website, in which Volks music like this, like you're hearing, is still played. Which is a very good thing. Whatever we can do to discourage the exportation of American popular music, we should do. Don't try this at home. All right, that's enough. That's enough of this. Now, of course, yodeling isn't confined to the hinterlands of Bavaria and such like places. A goodly number of Germans settled in the hill country of Texas and places like New Braunfels and Fredericksburg. This accounts, I say, for the glory that was Don Walser, a singer who reigned supreme in Austin until recently. He died in 2010, but he was a fantastic yodeler, and we're going to hear his song, Rolling Stone from Texas. Just listen to what this guy could do with his voice. This is half country, half German. Rolling Stone from Texas.
That's if it's in my Texas home. I've got a little girl waiting. Her name is Patricia Jane. And I'll never be happy till I'm by her side out on those West Texas plains.
Falsetto working anymore ever since the change came. Now listen, more about politics here. Let's go back in time about 7 years. We just heard that other headline from Austria. Here is one from a writer named Westbrook Pegler from the Evening Independent, 15 April 1938. Here's the headline. Der Führer is queerly indifferent about those Germans who are suppressed by Mussolini. You couldn't get away with that headline anymore. Anyway, I'll read only snippets of this. We're already running out of time. I'm not even going to get nearly everything I wanted to get in. No sensible person would doubt the sincerity of Chancellor Hitler. Of course not. But there is something strange about his indifference to the plight of the 250,000 conquered Austrian Tyrol, where Mussolini more than a decade ago forbade the native yodel as subversive expression. And that story goes on, too. Now, I won't have time to get to the whole thing here. There'll be a link on the blog, but we need to hear from the Mitchell Trio. This is from about 1964. And considering about how Deutschland moved into Austria and helped suppress the Yodel.
As you travel through the schöne Deutschland, a melody will greet your ears. It's a melody that's been around in Deutschland for 15 to 20 years.
Each and every German dances to the strain of the Eiversnader dancing polka. All without exception join in the refrain of the Eiversnader dancing polka. Daring birds are crazy, we want to tune it all.
Sing the Eiversnader dancing polka.
Via that the Dachau was just a nice resort.
Sing the Eiversnader dancing polka. The German is so cultured, he does not like to fight. The peaceful life is what he most enjoys. For years the German people were utterly convinced. IG Farben manufactured children's toys. I never shot a Luger, a goose to single step. Sing me, I was not a Nazi polka.
Tanzen Sie meine Freunde!
Ah, it goes on and on, and there's some great verses to come, but we'll never have a chance to get to it, unfortunately. I'm running out of time, and I want to show you this other I want you to listen to these other clips. Now, polka can save the world. This is not my opinion only. It is the opinion of, for instance, this gentleman from a documentary of a polka fest in, I think, Milwaukee.
What we're trying to do is clean up our society in the North America, plus even the world. Because look at all the crime that's committed today when there's not polka music.
As soon as people hear the word polka, it stops them dead.
People don't realize, you know, how popular the music is, but I guarantee after they saw what it's all about, that they said, this is pretty good.
Polka people are a family. And once you start to get into the live scene, you want to be with your friends.
There's the old saying, you can't play a sad song on a banjo, and it's hard to play a sad polka song.
Because if we can get kids dancing, we can probably keep them from getting into drugs and getting into gangs.
You know, you take a blood test at the hospital, it should come out notes of polka music.
You know, once in a while, they'll have a few adult beverages.
People kind of graduate into going to polka dances when they hit about 50 years old.
Even people that come in on walkers and with canes.
Wheelchairs in it today.
Don't they? They get out and dance.
Yeah. Polka, I mean, people make fun of it.
I think society in general looks at it as a joke.
Be trendy. Why not be trendy?
All right, it wasn't only, I cut that off because we have to move along here. It wasn't only, that was Minnesota. I got the states wrong. This one is Wisconsin. This is from a security guard who's been doing duty at a polka festival, the beer tent, for some 20 years. And here's what he has to say.
I had a guy get lost one night going to the bathroom between two, he had a tent between two big motorhomes. Coming back, he couldn't find it. It was dark blue in between the in the shadows, and I stopped and talked to him and put my flashlight and told him, he says that's it. So that's my only problem in 32 years.
Oh 32 years. Yes, well, that's a high crime wave there, isn't it? Which of course we can't talk about, because that would be bad news. What's this?
If you have trouble hitting your objective, your secondary targets are here and here. An accordion factory and a mime school.
Ah, the accordion. What else can we say about the accordion?
And you, you came down here to get the hot story, didn't you? Pictures of me to sell your lousy newspaper.
Frank.
Sure, you think I'm a big hero, the man of the hour. Well, do any of you understand how a man can hurt inside?
Frank, they're not here for you. Weird Al Yankovic is on the plane.
And speaking of Weird Al, here's a clip from a Dr. Demento news story back in the 80s.
And now on the Dr. Demento show.
Just when I thought the crazy records were over and we get a chance to talk, a fellow named Weird Al Yankovic showed up at the studio and Dr. Demento put him on the air live. The doctor told me he puts lots of weird people on the show, which made me feel like I fit right in. I thought maybe Weird Al would talk with me for a minute, but he said he couldn't. He had a performance to do. Well, I figured if you can't beat him, join him. So I joined in with the Dementites, a loyal group of young people who helped the good doctor put on his show.
Ah, I can't get to it. Of course, Weird Al Yankovic is the polka king, and I have a rare concert footage from 1984 where he extols the accordion. I'll not get to it, unfortunately. I have a link on the blog that you can come and listen to. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, and we have to move back to that. We started with the Schmengis, and we're going to end with them. Just remember, polka can save the world. Everybody should be listening to it. Here we go, the Schmengis, the Happy Wanderers with the very last polka. Oh, join us next week for the episode entitled You're So Smart, all about intelligence.